This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Former Sun Sentinel writer and current ESPN NFL insider, what's his name now? I'm forgetting.
That would be Dan Graziano.
Dan Graziano, good dude, by the way. And he had a mouthful about the Dolphins and the Tua move. Go ahead.
Let me make the case for the Miami Dolphins. I know it sounds ridiculous. We were sitting here a year ago. Oh. People were telling me they were trying to lose games on purpose. They are 3-3. They spent the most money of any team this offseason. They had 5 of the top 60 draft picks. They finished the season strong last year, came up with one of the biggest wins in the whole league last year at the end when they knocked the Patriots out of that bye, changed everything for the Patriots and the Chiefs. They're a game behind Buffalo. The last couple weeks, they've played much better than anybody else in the division. Yeah, they crushed the Jets this week, but they crushed the 49ers the week before. I'm just saying, it's not crazy.
They also have good losses. I mean, if there's such a thing, right? They played Seattle tough and lost. They played Buffalo tough and lost. Go ahead, Marcus.
There you go.
That actually was done before the Tua announcement.
Before the
Tua
stuff. Yeah.